Next is a lecture given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in 1971 in Los Angeles.
If you want to understand, then you increase your attachment for everything will be all right. Just like the same story, not story, it is fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was traveling in South India, he saw one Brahmin reading Bhagavad Gita. And persons who knew him, that man was illiterate. It was not possible for him to read Bhagavad Gita. But still, he was trying to read it and crying out. So, while others were criticizing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to him, Brahmin, what you are reading? So, he could understand that this person is not come here to criticize me. He's serious. So he talked seriously. Sir, I'm reading Bhagavad Gita. Unfortunately, I'm illiterate. Now see, he's illiterate and he's reading Bhagavad Gita. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired that how is that he's reading Bhagavad Gita and you say you are illiterate? He said, yes, actually I am illiterate, but my Guru Maharaj asked me that you should read every day 18 chapters. So what can I do? I have to carry out the order of my spiritual master. I have simply taken this book and seeing it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, oh, you are not seeing it simply, you are crying also. Yes, sir, I'm crying also. Then if you are not reading, how you are crying? Sir, I'm not reading, but I'm feeling. What is that? Now, as soon as I take this Bhagavad Gita in my hand, immediately I feel Krishna and Arjuna sitting on the same chariot, and Arjuna is ordering Krishna that you drive my chariot between the two soldiers, and Krishna is driving, so I'm simply feeling how Krishna is nice, that he can work as a servant of his devotee. When I feel like that, I cry, how Krishna is so kind. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately embraced him, that you are really studying Bhagavad Gita. So, unless we develop our love for Krishna, there is no meaning of reading. And if we can develop our love for Krishna, just like this Brahmin, even without reading any book, that is one. That is one. Mai āsaktamana, therefore Krishna also confirmed, mai āsaktamana. Simply by increasing attachment for me, mai āsaktamana prātham yogam jinjan madāsraya. Madāsraya. Madāsraya means under the direction of me or my representative. So one who performs this yoga system, how to increase love for Krishna, that's all. Then you understand it. The Vedas, they confirm it. Jasmin vigyate sarvamevam vigyatam bhavanti. If you simply understand Krishna, then everything will understand. Because Krishna is everything, God is everything. To understand Krishna, simply this attachment, maya asattama, asakti means attachment. So our this Krishna consciousness movement is, we are teaching people, our students especially, how to increase attachment for Krishna. Why this temple? That feeling that we are sitting in Krishna's presence, Krishna is so nicely dressed, I am dressing. Otherwise, from an atheistic part of view, see, why these people are bothering like this? They have taken a brass idol and wasting time after it. They can say like that, because they have no love for Krishna. But one who has love for Krishna, he sees Krishna, he is so kind, he is accepting my dressing, I am flowering, I am garlanding. There is a feeling. So, the whole process is to increase our feeling of love for Krishna. That is it. Not any. There is a gopi. They are not Vedantis, they are not scholars, they are village girls, and also low class. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, the third class, the fourth class is the Shudra. They are neither Brahmin nor Kshatriya. Vaishya, Krishi Go Rakshavani, Jam Vaishya Karma Savavajam, Vaishyas. They have to take three kinds of profession, agriculture, trade and cow protection. And the Kshatriyas were meant for giving protection to the human being. The Vaishyas are understood to give protection to the cows. Go Raksha. Go means cow. Raksha means protection. That is their business. So these Vrindavan people, they were, Nanda Maharaj, he had 900,000 of cows, and he was a big man among the agriculturists. So they were ordinary men, agriculturists, taking care of the cows. They are not Vedantists, not philosophers, not scientists. Ordinary. But what is their credit? The credit is nobody could love Krishna excelling them. That was the study. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended, Ramya Kachit Upasana Brajavadhu Varga Vijakrut. There is no comparison of the method of worship which was adopted by the damsels of Braja. Unalloyed love for Krishna. No bargaining. By loving Krishna, I shall become a big man, I shall become great philosopher, a great scientist, I shall improve my material condition. These are undavilas. And bhakti begins when one is devoid of all this material consideration. Annavilasita sunnam. Sunnam means when one makes zero all this material desire. Jnana karmadana abhitam. Even uncovered by the resultant action of philosophical speculation and fruitive activity. Everyone is working to get some result. That is called fruitive activity. So, a pure devotee has no such desire. He has no other desire. Anukullena Krishna Anusilanam. Their only business is how to please Krishna. That can be done by everyone. If you want. Somebody, take for example, if you want to please me, it does not require high education or a great amount of riches or knowledge and beauty, nothing. it is your business how to love me, how to please me, that you will know. So if we want to love Krishna, Krishna will let us know. Krishna is within you. Simply you have to decide that we shall love Krishna only. That is one. Then everything is there. Aradhita jadi haris tapasah tatakim. Naradhita jadi haris tapasah tatakim. The kim, what is use? What is the use of? That is kim. So, the Shastra says that if you have learned how to love Krishna, then what is the use of these books? There is no use. You can avoid anything, all this reading. But if you have actually developed a love for Krishna, and after reading all these books, philosophy, science, if you cannot love Krishna, then what is the use of it? Both are useless. If you do not love, do not develop your love for God or Krishna, then what is the use of your philosophizing and scientific knowledge? This is all useless. And if you actually have learned how to love Krishna or God, then there is no need of philosophy or science or book. So therefore the main point is how to develop. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends this. Prema pumartha maha. Our greatest success of life is how to love God, Krishna. That is it. Now we can do it. But there is prescribed method given by great acharyas, just like in this temple we are doing, the timely giving. And the atheists will say, these people are so foolish that they are taking so much labor and for preparing food and offering and wasting time. Best thing would have been to go to some club and enjoy wine and playing cards. They will waste time in that way. But when we are not wasting, but they see we are wasting time, they will criticize. You see? They are prepared to waste time. Brothel, but if people are sitting nicely in a temple and talking of Krishna, serving Krishna, they will love. That is all. So we have to become callous to all this criticism. We have to go on with our business. Krishna conscious. That's all. Thank you. So, this yoga system, bhakti yoga, means to concentrate only to Krishna. Krishna, when you speak of Krishna, Krishna and his expansion also. In the Brahma Sanghita, Krishna's expansions are described. Ramadi Murtishu Kala Niyamena Tishthan Nana Mataram Akarat Bhuvane Shukintu Krishna Sayam Samabhavat Paramapumana Jo Govindamadi Purusam Tamahamaya. Krishna is always existing with innumerable forms. How? Annantarastham paramanuchayantarastham. Annantarastham. Anna means this universe. It is just like an egg. Anna means egg. All these planets and universe, they are made in the shape of egg. Annantarastham. So, each and every
anywhere, Krishna enters as Garbhodha Kasai Vishnu. Just like within matter, when there is male and female sex, it becomes just like a small pea, that is also egg-like, emulsified, and the living entity entered, and then the pea form becomes developed into a body. Similarly, without entrance of spirit, no matter can develop. Matter itself cannot develop. There must be spirit, soul, then it develops. Pregnancy is formed when the spirit soul is there within the matter. Not that simply material secretion makes life. There is foolish understanding. Without spiritual spark being entered within the matter, it does not develop. Just like if a dead child is born, the form of the child may be preserved some biochemical process, but it will not develop. The developing process is stopped immediately as soon as the spirit spark is gone out of. So the conclusion is, matter cannot develop without spirit being within. So this material world, it is developing. Modern scientists also agree that the universe is increasing in volume. Why? Because Krishna has entered within this universe as Garbhodha Kasai Vishnu. So there are innumerable universes. And so therefore there are innumerable Garbhodha Kasai Vishnu, because without Vishnu entering, this universe cannot develop. And the first creature is Brahma, from the navel of Garbhodha Kasai Vishnu, a lotus flower is grown, and upon that, Brahma is the first creature. So, the first creature is the most intelligent person. So the Darwin's theory cannot be applicable, because his theory that human form develops after many evolutions. That is another process that is also stated in the Padma Purana, that is called Jiva Purja. But this is not a fact. Then in the beginning of the creation, there was no human being or intelligent creature. The first creature is Brahma, who has created this universe. So our point is, when we speak of Krishna, we mean with all his different forms. Ramadi Mutti Sukalani Amina Tristan. The Bhakti Yoga can be applicable to any one of these forms, either Krishna or Ram or Vishnu or Narayana, so many forms. Generally, Vaishnava worship the form of Krishna, Radha Krishna, and Lakshmi Nana. In our conditional state, we cannot worship Radha Krishna. Radha Krishna Shiva is for them who has developed spontaneous love for God, for them. Spontaneous. The spontaneous love, the example is given, just like a young man, young girl, without any acquaintance, when they see each other, there is some loving propensity. That is called spontaneous. Not that one has to learn how to love. Simply very sight will invoke some loving propensity. That is called spontaneous. When we are advanced in the matter of loving God, so much so that as soon as you see or remember anything about God, immediately you become ecstatic. That is spontaneous. Just like Lord Chaitanya, when he entered the temple of Jagannath, as soon as he saw Jagannath, immediately faint, here is my Lord. So this spontaneous love, those who have developed this spontaneous love, there is a stage. By practice, one will come to that stage, because the spontaneous love is eternal. It is not artificial. We have got, but it is now covered by our material associations. So it has to be uncovered. And when you come to that stage, spontaneous, without any paraphernalia. Here we are trying to love Krishna with so many paraphernalia. We must have a nice temple, nice dress, everything very favorable. Then we have some spiritual ecstatic love. We have to create the groundwork. But spontaneous, there is no necessity of groundwork. Immediately one remembers of Krishna, he becomes ecstatic. So, that is the highest perfection of love of God, spontaneous, without any external influence. Now, we are teaching devotional service by the order of the spiritual master. Our spiritual master has said this, we must follow. That is required, routine. Practice. Just like in India, formerly, the boys and girls were married at very early age. So, I was also married very early age. My wife was only 11 years old. So, I have heard my mother-in-law was married, she was 7 years old. And my father-in-law was 11 years old. So, this marriage was performed, but it is not that the husband and wife live together, unless they are mature, grown up. So there is a system to, in order to, because pre-mixing is still not allowed in India, but the husband and wife, the wife by the elderly members was asked that just take this foodstuff, tiffin, to your husband. So she comes, offers little foodstuff, pan. In this way they gradually develop their relationship, loving relationship. But actually, when that love is mature, there is no need of introduction. In the beginning it is required. So, devotional service is divided into two portions. Vidhi. Vidhi marga, Radha marga. Vidhi means by following the regulative principle, according to the Shastra, according to the order of the spiritual master. Then, when it is fully developed, then no more vidhi. Automatically, one will be anxious to serve Krishna. How I shall make nice dress? How I shall serve Krishna? How I shall clean the temple? There is no question of order. Spontaneous love. By rendering service, he feels transcendental bliss. And that is spontaneous. So, our Krishna consciousness means we have to increase our attachment for Krishna to the perfectional state when there is no more order, but automatically. That is the question.